Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2026, 4:55 a.m. Okay, so I've been up since about 1 o'clock, and I haven't painted for quite a while here. A couple of days at least. No, about 3 or 4 days, maybe all week. So today's Saturday, yeah, all week. I think I stopped painting on Monday. Anyway, so what I ended up doing was making an effort to start more paintings, and I'm going to a smaller format. So I bought a piece of plywood. Hold on, let me get this here. Okay, doggy, doggy. See, so I bought some plywood and a quarter inch thick plywood, kind of a finished grade type of a plywood. And I'm making some wood panels, 30 and a half by thir 23. 23? 30 and a half by 23. So, I ended up making some panels out of these. I'm in the process of working on them now. So I kind of look, after you do something and you realize, oh yeah, I made this mistake making this panel, I made this mistake making this panel. So I'm actually getting pretty good at it now, but realizing that the imperfections of plywood and regular wood. You do have to do some covering up, cosmetic covering up of edges and what have you. And every now and then you'll get a piece of plywood that has a mar on it. So you got to fix that because, if you go ahead and paint and over that, that mar will always be there. So you got to kind of like fill it in and find a way to fill it in. So I've been using like wood putty, and they have this other synthetic wood putty type of a thing, which actually works pretty well. It adheres to the wood, it adheres to anything really. Once it really completely dries, it's there, it's permanent. It doesn't really crack or anything, and you can sand it down. So now you have nice, crisp, smooth edges, covering up like I said, the imperfections of end grain. Wood and the end grain or the edges of the plywood that is basically end grain or messed up, and you got little voids in a lot of plywood. This finished plywood has very little voids. I mean, I run across them every now and then, but they're not really big either. They're just like little tiny, tiny voids. So this plywood's actually pretty good. It's really light also. I made a panel a while ago, and I used hardboard. And that was just way too heavy to deal with. So, and it was a bigger panel, of course, but just the same, this plywood is a lot better. And I'm thinking it's going to be stable. It's going to have several coats of glue on it, and then primered. So it should be pretty stable for a painting. Okay, so I bought a sheet of plywood, and let's see. Let's try to figure out how much waste I got on that, okay? So that's 96 by 48. 96 times 48 is 4,608. I'm probably gonna have to write this down somewhere. 4,608. Where's that pencil? There it is. A piece of paper anywhere? Anybody? Anybody got a piece of paper? No? There you go, son. I'll try this. Oh, too much. Too much. Little seed packets. These are some old seeds, too, from 2014. They're probably no good anymore. Might as well throw those away, huh? Okay. So 4,608 square inches, right? And what did I say that was? 30 and a half by 23. Oh, let's see. Got to figure this stuff out here. Let's see. Let's think about this, okay? Okay, so, where am I? So it was 4,608 minus 4,209. So I had 399 square inches of waste. How much is that by feet? Why do I do that? Good question, huh? So that's 399 square inches. How much is that in feet? (laughs) 2.77 and a bunch of other numbers square feet. Boy, that's a lot of waste. it'd be nice if you didn't have to cut it, if you could just cut that section out and then have it just right. But the waste was in all these little odd thin sizes and stuff, so it's not usable. But yeah, 2.77, almost 3 square feet. How's that possible? Okay. Let's see, that was the Jeopardy theme, huh? Seeds. Okay. Put that back there. Yeah, the Jeopardy theme. That was, the funny thing is, looking at that, the Jeopardy theme was actually written by Merv Griffin. And for those of you that don't know who Merv Griffin was, he was a talk show host on TV. He had this variety show, and he was actually pretty good. It was a pretty good show. I liked watching that show. It had a lot of variety, and it was entertaining. That's all that was. But apparently he was, and he's a Bay Area guy. Came from San Mateo or someplace like that. And he was a musician, actor, what have you, and then became a big entertainment mogul. He wrote the theme to Jeopardy. He actually created the show Jeopardy, and he actually created the Wheel of Fortune also, and some other shows too. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, so I was working on, and I continue to work on after I get this done, I was working on NorCal Pacific 2, And that's going along swimmingly. I haven't looked at it for a week now because I have it turned the other way. Oh, the reason why I'm doing these panels. Yeesh. The reason why I'm doing these panels is because, oops. It's because the way I paint, you know, I like to paint and then put something aside for a while because it's you know you get I just get into this rut where I'm not really doing any making any real changes or I really can't really see what I want to change about it. So you know you go away from something and then you come back at it and oh yeah this it really needs this boy does it really need this or it really needs that and what have you and it's to the point where you know it's not the painting's not working, so you have to change it. You're not afraid to do it because you're just going to do it, and that's part of what I've talked about before. Is one of my challenges was to actually to become a better painter was to have the attitude that when I'm painting that whatever I'm painting right now. My attitude is that yeah, I'll paint over. I can paint over this with no problem, you know. Nothing is so important that I'm gonna paint around it to try to keep it because it's just not gonna work that way. Paintings don't work that way. Once you because it's like one of the things I read about Matisse. He was t one thing he describes is you have a blank canvas. You put a dot on there, now you've changed the whole thing, right? And then a dot of one color. And then you put another dot on there with another color, and now you've really introduced another what's the word I'm looking for? You've introduced another factor of the painting that you wanted to work. So the thing is whatever you're putting down has to work with what's there, okay? And so when you lead a painting to a certain direction, you're really not paying attention to what's there because you're trying to lead it to a certain direction. And at one point, the painting is going to tell you know, that hey, I'm not going to go that direction unless you really change this all along, all together. In which case it become no longer becomes that painting. It becomes another painting. So now you have to deal with that one, and whatever it's asking of you. When I talk like this, it's painters that really understand that type of language, you know, with a painting talking to you, telling you what to do. But anyway, the point I was getting to is that I made these panels because I want to start some these different paintings, and because of the way I paint. You know, I like to put it down, come back to it maybe months later, pick it up again, and have some of these going along. So at least I have some work that I'm dealing with. One thing I want to do is I have this one painting called Liberty Bell, and it's a big breasted woman. On the canvas, you know, some people like it, and the wife hates it, of course. But I want to do another painting similar to that because I keep getting this idea or theme of the girl from San Antone, and I don't know, it just keeps coming back in my mind. So I want to do another one of those silly little paintings like that, just to have fun with it and see what I come up with. But yeah, so the girl from San Antone, whatever that means, huh? Because you hear some songs. I don't know, are there songs for girl from San Antone? Let's find out. Yeah, the girl from San Antone, Joshua Michael. Look at all these other girl from the North Country, that Bob Dylan. The Padre of Old San Antone. Let's see, a girl from San Antone. Long intro. Pretty much what you think a song "The Girl from San Antonio" would sound like, huh? So you know, so the painting is going to have a pretty much a nice same idea. I don't know what's the lyrics on that. They probably have some lyrics or something somewhere. I didn't want that. Let's see, lyrics. Come on, no lyrics. Oh, here they are. Joshua Michael. Oh, yeah. Joshua Michael is the artist, and his real name is Joshua Michael Quinones. Okay. Well, where's the lyrics? They usually have lyrics about the artist. I don't know. Well, I guess I got to go to the internet for that, huh? Spotify. Let's see. A girl from San Antonio. A little snippet, a lyric snippet. Oh. The song describes a night in Austin where the narrator sees a girl who later leaves with another man. The narrator returns to California but expresses a willingness to go back to Texas if she calls. So did they have something going on or what? I guess so. Well, he only made this since 2024. I wonder if that was something psychic, huh? Because this was a couple of years ago I thought about it. I wonder why that happened. Let's see. Where's lyrics, okay. Oh, that's why I love it. San Antonio girl. I don't want to lie, I love it. Oh, here we go. Oh, I hate it when you end up on these websites for things like this, and then you got all sorts of other little ads that pop up in front of what you want to read. Just like that. Jeez. Go away. Yeah. Then you try to get rid of that ad, and it just sends you somewhere else. So forget that shit. How come I can't get the full lyrics? I don't know. I think I already did that. Yeah. Well, who knows? Hold on. Okay. So it was like, it says, it was a cool night in Austin, all along the winding road, the stars were high up in the sky. She was alone. The country music was playing, the people gathered in the streets. I can't read what it says behind that stupid thing. That's when I looked right at her, she looked at me. Well, I'd have waited until morning if she'd just given me the chance. But she rode off in the night with another man. Well, So why did he hesitate? So I flew back to California with my heart upon my sleeve. But if she calls me back to Texas, I'll never leave. Well, I'd have waited till the morning if she'd just given me the chance. But she rode off in the night with another man. Okay. Is that the whole... See, that's... Is that all the lyrics? I don't think it is. Lyrics. Oh, here we go. That's San Antonio girl again. I don't want Lyle Lovett San Antonio. I want the girl from San Antonio. Huh. Maybe I can listen to it. Hold on. Let's see.
was alone. The country music was a-playing. The people gathered in the streets. That's when I looked right at her. She looked at me.
I guess that is it, huh? So the song's almost halfway through, so I guess that's all the lyrics. So I was right. Well, I got to read the stuff. I didn't get to read the stuff that he talked about, so let's see. Okay, so the funny thing is, let's see, that comes from an album, Joshua Michael, Beware of Poker Players and Loose Women, and I guess that's the title song of the album, Beware, because he's got a little list here, Beware of Poker Players and Loose Women. The next song is Rodeo Town. Then Ain't Friends With You, and the next is Top of the Bottom of the Barrel. And let's see, another one, Drop Her Off. Drop Her, yeah. And let's see, Blackjack Woman, and When I Pass Through Bakersfield, another Bakersfield song. Let's see, Countryside of Life. I think that's Countryside of Life. Is that right? Can't tell. And then Texas Cocaine. And the last song is The Girl from San Antone. This guy has 138 monthly listeners, so he's got people following him. Anyway. Oops. Wait a minute. Oh, it's not going to let me stop it. There we go. Boy, these apps are hard to figure out sometimes when you're old. Yeah. Okay. So where was I? Oh yeah, so that's one painting I want to do, and so the panels, I've got five panels. I made six panels. I got five panels that are the edges. Basically, the edge of it is 1.5 inch or 1.25 inch. Got to measure that now too. Almost fell. I had it in my pocket the whole time. Let's see. Yeah, so it's 1.25 inch. So it's So I got five panels that are 30 and a half by 23 by 1 1/4 inch. Okay. And I got another one that's like a free floating panel. It's 23 by 30 and a half. And then it kind of looks like it's floating because the frame, the edge is not shown. It's just like a smaller frame behind there. And that's going to keep it flat, hopefully. So anyway, so other paintings I had in mind. I've got that big panel. I was trying to do Santa Rosa underscore California. Oops. Time. Jeez. Let's close this app so I don't let it happen anymore. Oop. So I got that Santa Rosa panel, and it's just too big for that idea. And I don't really want to get involved with it that way. So I had on my other big panel that I've been working on, which was Man, Control of the Universe by Rivera. And so on that panel, on that painting, there's a section of it where I have a tidal wave on the right side coming in with a bunch of other stuff. And that's in that panel that I have Santa Rosa on now. I'm thinking of just doing a new painting for that, and basically a tidal wave with it coming, you know, coming at you with all this stuff that's being caught up in it. And I'll title it Tsunami, and we'll see how that works out. And so Santa Rosa underscore California will now be on one of these smaller panels, which I think will work pretty good. So that's two paintings out of the six, and that leaves four. So I don't know what else I'm going to do. I'll figure some stuff out, I'm sure. I've been thinking about my grandparents a lot, so maybe I'll do a painting of them. I don't know, two separate paintings or one painting. We'll see. What else is going on here? Oh, so the news is just inundated with Savannah Guthrie's mother being kidnapped, and I mean, they are just covering it wall to wall. I have to kind of like go on. If I want to see other news, I've got X, which is actually pretty good. You start following certain people, reporters and stuff, and on different topics, and you'll get a lot of news that you know, that they don't cover, even in regular news cycles when there's no big news like there is right now. So I like doing that. On X, you can also get, if you get caught up in following some of these other people, you can get caught up in these raw feeds of stupid people. Let's just put it that way. And so that's another alternative for news. And another nice thing about X is they got that feature now where, you know, if it's AI generated or a video that's AI generated, it'll tell you that it's AI generated. And also, if somebody says something outrageously stupid that you might be concerned about, and you find, oh yeah, they got the community notes that'll debunk inaccuracies or lies about news that's happening. 5:28, so that means that I got to go for a walk here in about another 45 minutes or so. Boy. So, well, let me call it quits as I'm getting in trouble. I'm having trouble finding things to say. it's been really nice. We had rain for a couple of days at the early part of the week, and Now it's sunny, so I guess the rain's supposed to come in on Sunday now, and last till Thursday, which is not a bad thing. We need the rain. Being in California and all, we do need water. The governor's not doing anything about it. Boy, you may be somebody that likes Gavin Newsom, but man, every time I watch him, it's like, oh, come on. How can this idiot still get elected? It's because people believe him. People literally believe the shit he says, you know? Anyway, don't get me started. So let's call it quits, and I'll talk to you some other day, okay?